CGIPM must die, seriously. We gotta kill it. Let me start with why. First of all, it sucks. I know, it was great, it propelled Perl into the future and internet, now it sucks. It's slow, it's heavy, it's ugly, it's old, it's not safe, it's exhausting, it's confused, and there are more reasons, but if it's not good enough, then your mama, all right? Fine, is that okay? Because people always ask, well, what else? That's enough. All right, so, it's so slow, it went on a race alone and came in second. See, it's not persistent, and every request loads the whole application, which was fine for the old days of black and white, but it's just too slow for today. So there's CGIPM speed up and compile and fast and a lot of stuff to try and make it faster. Basically, we gotta kill it, and we gotta kill it now. It's also heavy. It's so heavy, I couldn't fit it on the slide. I tried, it wouldn't fit, it was too heavy. And it's huge, it has a ton of functions and methods, and most of them are rarely used by anyone ever at all. Anywhere, so there's CGI light and simple and just kill it. It's ugly, it's so ugly, it makes blind children cry. I was programming in the park and a kid passed by, it was crying, I was like, he can see that? She said, no, he's blind. And it was that ugly. Fetching a parameter list as a hash. So I go to vars, which is, I don't know what exactly, uppercase there and params address, and then I split it on a null terminator. Seriously, folks. I thought I was done with C. Apparently not. So yeah, that's another reason. Next one up, it's old. It's so old, it was invented before the internet. It was then ported to work on the internet. It was written in 1995. It hasn't been updated to use new conventions technologies, though I should say that people have been giving it some love, not enough. So there, we have PSGI, we have MVCs, we have pretty and clean URLs, depends how you want to call them, and this is enough to just kill it and kill it now. It's not safe. I always double glove before touching it, which leaves a residue on the keyboard, and I have to explain myself, and it's awkward. All right, so a potential problem, this is from the documentation, a potential problem with CGIPM is that by default, it attempts to process from postings, no matter how large they are. That's just a simple note. Take that into account if you have a post of like 3 gigabytes. Eh. All right, so there's CGI safe and untainted, and it's just too much. It's exhausting, it's so exhausting, I'm already tired of talking about it, and you're probably already tired of listening about it because it's so exhausting. So this is like a small CGI script. You have a CGI object and a page and ID and some known pages, and then if someone wants to get page and subject, ID 30, and then I have to check if I got a page, and then if it's a known page, and then I get the ID, and something missing there, some error checking, right? Looks kind of like this. Pretty, right? Like it. This is when I try to make it nicer with exit nice, and then you see there's like functions there. And I have to exit one, exit zero, because if I don't exit zero, the entire thing crashes, and I get 500 because the server thinks it crashed. So there's CGI arcs checker, and just so much. And it's confused because it mixes design content and code. So you get stuff like this shit. Like, what the hell is this? You gotta print a table, why not? We're all programming HTML and CSS at the same time inside a Perl script. Oh, come on. All right. So what you should use instead, and this is like the positive part of it, you should use a proper web framework. CGIPM, it was cool for some stuff. It's not cool now. Stop it. And you should use a proper web framework. Hopefully one that supports PSGI, because that would be also modern and correct and forward compatible and a lot of other cool stuff. There's Catalyst, there's Dancer. Like Dancer, seriously. You can even write in pure PSGI. I really don't care, just don't, you know? So I'm gonna showcase a Dancer for this, just as an example. If you don't know Dancer, it's effortless micro web framework, lightweight, fast, simple, whatever, minimal dependencies, CPAN friendly. Some examples, get slash, there's a subroutine, and you render a template called index with some variables. And here you have variables inside your get, so you get entity, and then you can use that as a parameter, that's it. And you can use regular expression because Perl is fucking awesome, and you get this thing over here. And this is like a simple post for a login, and you can validate the user using parameters. This is like a crappy example, but you know. So program responsibly, all right, which means without CGIPM. Go out, spread the word.